Hollywood is still buzzing about the recent computer attacks at Sony, and now we have a new motion picture, Black Hat, that offers a fictionalized version of cyber terrorism. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Director Michael Mann's Black Hat lures us in with the promise of state-of-the-art villainy, but its satisfactions are surprisingly old school. At its heart, this is a very traditional crime story, with the good guys straining every sinew to prevent evildoers from doing their worst. That worst starts with an attack on a Chinese nuclear power plant. Then a major American trade exchange is hacked. The U.S. and China cooperate to find the villain, but the Chinese side wants to use an imprisoned computer whiz played by Chris Hemsworth. He's a sullen guy who drives a hard bargain.
I want you to commute my sentence for identification and the apprehension of the guy you're after. Those are the terms.
Sullen or not, the hacker receives a get-out-of-jail card to pursue the bad guys. He also banters with an attractive woman on the Chinese team, played by Tang Wei.
Open your eyes.
What'd you say?
You talk like you're still in prison. But you're not in prison. Get your thinking to where you are, not where you've
been. What do you know about where I've been?
No, nothing.
But
sections of Black Hat's plot are standard. And Hemsworth, best known for playing Thor, is not ideal as a hacker. But Michael Mann's skill as a director holds our attention as the team follows lines of electronic breadcrumbs in pursuit of the evil one. Technology may have changed, cybercrime may be all the rage, but the narrative song remains the same in films like this. And it's a tune this director knows by heart.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies both for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.